This is the Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Lou Saab Kia, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are here on location under the oaks on the campus of Frederica Academy. The Frederica Knights Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Frederica Pharmacy, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, joining us, your head coach of your Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. So they always say that Sunday night football is more intense because you take these players who have been conditioned to be ready to go at 1 o'clock or at 4:30, and then you make them wait another several hours and just ramps up the intensity. What kind of intensity is it going to be ramped up this week after playing 11 minutes and 27 seconds of this past week's game and not getting to finish it up?
Well, I hope we have a lot of intensity when we come out the gate and, talk to them all week about game speed. Don't give up the big play early. Come out and play very intense, and that's what we have to do. Bowwood's a big play team, and so for us, it's to go out and execute and keep them in front of us on defense, make them work, make them earn whatever they get, and then offensively, we got to go out and make some big plays. Talk about that. We need to make some big plays down the field, and hopefully we can get four or five of those Friday night and make some things happen. But I think the kids are ready to go. I feel like the weather's getting a little bit of a change here. We've had some pretty comfortable weather the last few days. So hopefully, we get a huge crowd and everybody's ready to go. I thought the crowd was huge Friday night against West Nassau, big crowd. So I thought our kids had figured out the game speed right there at the end of the first quarter. And had kind of settled down and we give up the big play right at the end. But at the same time, I feel like we got a chance to go into this one. And it's like I told them, we've got to go and we got to play really good and give ourselves the opportunity in the third or fourth quarter. And hopefully we can handle it physically. That's going to be the big key for us in the fourth quarter is how physical can we be compared to them. So hopefully, they've got two groups. So they got the offense and the defense. And they roll in. Those guys don't swap sides. They play on one side of the ball. My guys are swapping both sides. So got to be in shape. We got to block some stuff out. We got to go play really, really well.
So let's take a quick step back and take a look at the small sample size of what we got this past Friday night against West Nassau. 14-7 was the quote-unquote final score. But it really felt like things, apart from, like you said, that big play that they were able to get ahead of, get behind the defense, it really felt like the guys were clicking. They were starting to get that game mentality that would what it would take to beat a team like West Nassau.
Yeah, I thought we had, as we like to say, we settled down and we had settled in a little bit. The game speed defensively, we had taken care of the run the last four run plays pretty well, where they had kind of got some big chunks on us early on. I felt like all of a sudden the game speed had slowed down for them, and then we give up a big pass play. But I think for us, it's the thing is the game speed. How quick can we adjust game speed-wise with Bowwood? Because they've got a ton of speed. They've got athletes. They're a really good team. And they've been there before. They won the state championship 2 years ago, runner-up. Now, them and Deerfield are kind of considered the top two teams. But I call this a measuring stick game for us. We got to go in there and go see what we can do. We get to measure up against the big boys.
Just a side note, it doesn't feel nice to not mention John Millage in those top teams in the region. Yeah, you don't have to answer that. I know there are folks on the island that listen to you. I don't care what they think about me. But the big excitement for me on Friday night was seeing that wedge, that kick return, how everything just went really, really just picture perfect. And I told you previously when we talked on Sunday night, there was just something energizing about seeing a – wedge block on a kickoff return and a young man by the name of Jalen running it back for a touchdown. It harkens back to a glorious time in the school history.
I thought we did a good job. We got just enough of them, and J-Ball hit it up in there and took off. I mean, once he got clear right there by one guy, he was gone. That's when I started yelling, everybody put their hands up. Don't log your man in the back. Let him go score it. I thought that was a huge play for us in special teams to get the lead or get back, tie the game and get back into it and change the momentum. You know, I told the kids this all week, momentum's going to be a big factor. How do we seize it, you know? And I think if we can do that some Friday night, we have a chance, or Thursday night, I think we will be right in the middle of it.
This is the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I know it seems like I'm focusing a lot on special teams tonight, but that's just because that was what was on the field for the majority of the highlights from Friday night. Mary Ford Fitzgerald, again, with the kickoff that she had Friday night, again, an angled, targeted kick to try and find a chink in the armor. She has gotten really good at that accuracy on the kickoffs.
Yeah, she's done really well. And she can put it just about anywhere we tell her. We just got to do a little bit better. We let them get around the edge. We got blocked in the back in the process of it, but we let them get around the edge, so we have to him that up. You know, if we're going to kick it into that corner, we can't let them get back around the other side. So for us, a few things to clean up there, but her kicking the ball and the directions and what we want done, you can't ask for better than that.
And she's committed to Wellesley, is that right?
I believe so, yes.
That's impressive.
Yeah, she's a great soccer player, but I really think she enjoys out here, being out here and kicking and has a good time. And, I think she's done a really good job because she works hard every day, and if you tell her something she doesn't execute, she's like, oh, crap, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, just kick the ball where we asked you to. You're fine. But she wants to be a perfectionist, and, I think for her, she's pretty perfect when it goes out there and does her job, and she's been really, really good. She's an advantage for us in the kicking game in spots.
I know this is going to be very, very specific and very particular, and you may not have an answer for me on it. But the one play that Jordan Rollins had on Friday night, I know that we talked about previously about him still be, at least in the preseason, was a little bit, not particularly confident about the injured knee and was right, being a little bit on the sheepish side. Even though the play ran for 0 yards, he went right into the muck of that scrum. How did he come out feeling?
I think he was fine. He played really well on defense. And I think he'll be fine. He's had a good week of practice. He just got to execute. So I told him the more he plays, the more it won't be in his head. And so he's executing at a high level at times, and he's got to continue to do that. And I know he felt like he probably didn't do that a little bit Friday. He texted me after the game. He's like, "Hey, I made a couple mistakes," but you don't have to worry about it. We just got to learn from it and go play. And he's going to do that. We're excited. I'm hoping he stays healthy, and I think he will, and he's working really hard to do that. And again, the more he plays, it'll go away. So we're excited, and, here's another opportunity.
There you go. We need as many as we can get. Yep. More to come on the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home, we've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams, because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory. Over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lusab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lusabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Seeking the top-rated food truck in Glynn County? 95 Wings is your solution. Offering some of the finest wings, loaded fries, and homemade seafood Alfredo, 95 Wings provides a range of homemade wing sauces, including their signature 95 sauce, garlic buffalo sauce, sweet heat, honey lemon pepper, and sweet teriyaki. To stay informed about our times and locations, text 95 Wings to 21000. Don't be shy. Give us a try. It's 95 Wings, where we sauce them and toss them.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you. In this segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Ashley Business Solutions, and by Lusab Kia of Brunswick. Lusab Kia of Brunswick. I'm not sure I pronounced that right. All right, so this is usually the section where I ask about the health of the team. We went into Friday night pretty well injury-free. Really didn't play long enough to come out with any injuries. Let's talk about how anything from that and from practice this week, how the team health is looking.
Healthy, I thank goodness. The stomach bug, I think, has finally got out of the locker room, I hope, anyway. Fuller's healthy, feeling better, so that'll help us. I thought Turner did come in. Had to play for him Friday night, and I thought he did a really good job, but he shorthanded us up front on defense, and I thought Grant stepping down at nose guard, he played really well, which thrust Travis into the linebacking position. I thought he did really good. So it's allowed us to move some people around, gain a little depth, rotate some people. So a little bit, you know, you look at it and you get a little bit of a blessing in disguise, kind of. So a little bit excited. We've got, you know, we put on the board, I think we've got five or six guys at the linebacker spot for four spots, so we can figure out rotations, keep some of them a little bit off the field so they don't get so fatigued. And then defensive secondary, same thing, 6 for 4. D-line, which is really big for us, I think it was about five or six guys for the three. So, you know, we just got to figure out rotations, and that's really been big for us up front. Can we get rotations and get them off the field a little bit here and there and not give up a big play on defense, but also keep everybody healthy as we go? And so far, so good, you know, and excited for Friday night, hopefully, or Thursday night, everybody comes out and they're healthy. We don't have any illness.
Fresh blood obviously is important during the games, but it's even more important when you look at the roster as a whole. Let's talk about one of the names that I mentioned to you before we got started here, that a new player on the team that has really made his impact felt early, and that's number 65, Eric Alper.
Yeah, Eric's done a really good job coming in, acclimating. He's done a great job offensively and defensively. He felt that I was lying to him when I told him he's probably going to play 120 snaps when he came over here, and he was like, I don't think he understood how it worked over here. You know, you got to rotate from one side to the other, and it's not like we're going to get to bring you over and show you on the sideline with our huddle sideline camera and be like, oh, well, look right here, you're missing this. It's no, we're going to do it as we're walking down here to switch on offense to defense. And, hey, we got to fix this as we go. And I think that's been a huge, probably a little bit more of a change for some of them when they get here, is that, you know, if you've been in a bigger program, you play one side of the ball. But here, you don't specialize. You have to play a lot of different spots, put on a lot of different hats. And the standards stay the same. Our expectations are always high of our kids. And they've done a really good job. I think that's part of it here, that they understand that. And they go to work, and they've done a good job with it. So nothing's changed, you know, from 2000 and whatever, when I came here. You know, we've not had a ton of numbers, except really the year when we won the state championship, we had, what, 41 on the roster? And
2013 is when you got here.
Yeah.
2018 state championship.
Yeah, and I think that year we had 41 on the roster, had 3 hurt. But that year we had an offensive line and a defensive line. So every day in practice, the start go line, when it's the defense, start defensive line. And you know, that was very beneficial. And then I think in 2020 – we had 15 or 16 seniors, so those guys kind of rotated and understood the importance of what we had to do, And so that was the team that went to the state championship, was the runner-up. So when you look at it right now, we've got really three seniors that are playing. Wyatt's broke a foot, Mary Ford's kicking. But you think about it, we've got three guys that are on the field, and everybody else is juniors, sophomores, and freshmen. I think we got 10 or 11 freshmen on this group of 29 guys that are dressed out, or 28 that are out there rocking and rolling. So it's a challenge, and I think our coaches have done a good job, and our kids are trying to do a good job with it.
You're listening to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Quick side note off of what you were just talking about there, and then we'll get back to the current Knights here. That last appearance in the state championship game, Jordan Triplett's freshman year, how surprising is it that you didn't make it back any of the next 3 years?
Well, we had 19 the next year, and we won 5 games with those guys. I mean, I think the other night, just we sat back and I looked at the wall, you know, and I got all the teams up there that we've coached, and I was like, wow, you know, you win some battles and you lose some battles, but sometimes the joy of it is the battle with those guys and those kids, and understanding where we started and how we finished, you know, and mainly, and I said this even today, the lessons that they learned through that, you know, perseverance. I mean, that 2021 team with all those seniors, and we knew it was coming. I even went to the front office and said, listen, we're going to have to go find some kids. Like, I got 19 dressed out. I got three – me and two other coaches are playing the other two spots on the field, and I'm coaching from the tight end position what we need to be doing, you know. And it was a challenge, but those kids never quit. They battled, and – you know, it kind of got taken away from that year. I was the one that we had COVID. No, it was the year before.
That's right. That's right. You had the COVID year when who was it?
Bryce got sick.
Bryce Riley went down with COVID the week.
And they got taken away from him in the playoffs. So, you know, I just think when you look back at those things, how these guys, where they start, how they finish, you know, I could just list a ton of them in the process here of how they've had to battle. And football's not easy, but here it's almost like it's doubly hard, you know, because we ask you to be here all the time, working out, doing stuff year round, kind of. And then
Coach Becky over there nodding in agreement with you.
Yeah, I mean, we just don't have the numbers. Like, you know, something the other night, somebody said, I think it was Cannon or Emmett Thomas, one of the guys, and they're like, Coach got soft. I said, no, I just got 28 kids. I can't be like I was at Glenn. Next man up, let's get him off, just drag him off the field, give me somebody in here. I don't have that guy.
I've got get somebody out of the stands that looks like they've still got eligibility.
Yeah, I've got to go get the Advil for him. If he can't practice, I got to go get the Advil for him right quick so he can practice, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of where we're at, and that's the reality. The reality of it here is the numbers, and you play that game, and I really feel like here the coaches and the kids – we try to maximize our kids and our abilities to the greatest extent. And, you know, there's times I'm sure that we probably don't achieve that, but we're working really hard to do that and create those rotations and keep people in here. But the lessons that they learn while we go about it have been tremendous, not only for them but for me in trying to adjust to it and everything else, because I was probably a little bit more high-strung about 13, 14 years ago than I am now. So, I've learned that – there's a happy medium, you know, and when you look at those things, there's a lot more to life. I mean, tonight we're sitting here at a radio show where we could be sitting in Minnesota where, you know, there's some kids got shot at school. So you just think your blessings, you know, and for me, it's a perspective thing sometimes. And for us, it's been a joy to do what we've been doing.
Deep words, man. Greatly appreciated. We'll be right back to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network right after this.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial. 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. This segment brought to you by Frederica Pharmacy, Marshall Lane Credit Union, and by 95 Wings. And I just want to take a quick moment to seriously give 95 Wings a shout out. They have had the food truck here every week for the Frederica Knights Coaches Show. I've had three different items off the menu. None of them are any less than absolutely amazing. I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. My waistline, however, is not. So y'all come out and join us here at Frederica Academy every Wednesday night, 7:30. Have some football talk and eat some good wings and sides. So, all right, so now let's fully get into it. Valwood Valiants coming to town playing Under the Oaks tomorrow night. 7:30 kickoff. As we well know, long history with the Valiants. They have ended our playoff aspirations more times than I care to count. But it's always with a couple of notable exceptions, it's always a close game. How big of a home field advantage is this going to give y'all for tomorrow night?
I hope a really big one. They're a senior loaded team. I think you got 16 seniors, so they'll probably travel pretty well, and they understand the ramifications. Like I said earlier, it's kind of a measuring stick game. They got beat last week. Brookstone, who's really good, and they lost at home, so that's unusual for them. So I'm sure they're looking to get back in the win column, and so they'll come over here hungry and ready to play. And they've been there and done that. And we've got to go out here and execute, play, and do our job. And I think for us, like I said earlier, eliminate the big play, and really got a block and tackle at the end. Come down to grit. Who wants it more? And I think we can make some big plays, hit them on some stuff. We've got a chance defensively. It's got to play really well. They've got a really good quarterback, Tate's back, and he does a good job running the offense. And they got a good running back. Their offensive line is really big. And defensively, they got a good team speed. So we'll have to handle all those situations best that we can. But I feel like we match up in some spots. So, pretty excited. I'm ready to go play them and get back on that track. I'm tired of playing over there. We played them over there three times in a row, the last three times. So it's bad we get to play them at home once out of the last 3 years. So we get that in. And then, like I told the kids, they're ranked like second or whatever. And, for us, if we can pull off the upset, then that puts us in that max preps. You'll be ahead of them all year in the max preps type thing in a situation, unless – bottom falls out of it, but we'll have that nod above them. So that's what we hope to do. And if we can get that, you get that win and then do your job throughout the season, you got a chance to be at home in the playoffs, and that'd be great to be at home in the playoffs.
Which is more mysterious, the Max Preps ranking system or the Jason Bishop High School rankings?
What? Jason Bishop. Thank you for yelling Jason Bishop. Both of them are pretty mysterious. I ain't figured it out yet. I really don't understand how they come out and rank some of the and the funny thing is I talked to JT earlier this week, and he said the same thing. He said, how are they putting us first? And we were 2-8 last year. He goes, I don't know where they get these numbers. He goes, God. He's like, I think we're a little bit better, but I don't, you know, he was saying the same thing. And I was like, why are we not all like 0-0 across the board with strength of power, with the strength of ranking and everything? So they throw everything in there. But I sometimes wonder if you start out ranked really low, then you probably never have an opportunity to get in the top three. And, you know, I felt like that's been a huge issue with it, with the MAC preps. I mean, the odd thing was what, the 2018 team was ranked like fourth or fifth, and maybe even sixth that year when we went into the playoffs, you know. I mean, we were 7-3, but at the same time.
But those three were pretty stout teams.
Yeah. We lost to Valwood early, and that probably hurt us. And then, you know, we lost to Charlton right off the bat in an overtime game with John Millage here at home. But I don't know. I don't know how they come up with all those things, but that's what we're going to be seeded by. So our goal is to go out and execute and try to sneak off here with that win and, you know, and make a little shock to you people.
All right. A little Tupac Shakur. We got to shock the people.
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody out there besides our circle expects us to pull off the upset, except for our guys and the coaches. We feel like if we play really well, we have a chance to do that, and we're going to have to do that.
I will say that my AI prognosticator has it a low-scoring affair. Valwood 21, Frederica 17.
Wow. But I'm not sure where you get all this information.
Text.com.
Oh, you got you. So you're plugging all this stuff in. You know, they're a big play team. So if we give them the 21, we'll feel pretty good about it. I think, you know, our thing, like I said, we got to create some turnovers, give ourselves a short field. And the guys that we expect to play good, they got to play great. You know, and I've said that before. The good guys got to play great. You know, the average guy's got to play good, you know, and if you're a little bit below average at times, you got to play average and give us some reps, and that's where we're going to be. We got to go play lights out. Our seniors got to go out there, and you know, probably a lot of pressure on Stan offensively to make sure he can see some stuff.
We
don't really doubt it. That's why we put it all on the shoulders out there. But he's got to see a lot of things offensively, you know. And you know, we got to make some plays. Jay, all the Jays, got to make some plays down.
Which is the next question I have for you after I plug that this is the Frederica Knights Coaching Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I know you don't like putting one player up against the other as far as who needs to do a better job. So I'll give you this instead to wrap us up in the last 90 seconds of the show. The four Jays, do they need to do better on offense or defense Friday night to get the, or tomorrow night to get the W?
Yes.
Yes, that was a quick 90 seconds. Well, thanks for joining. I'm teasing.
Both. We got to have them playing really good on both sides. And, you know, I think if they do that, you know, we got a really good chance. I think, you know, Gavin's done a great job all week getting guys lined up on defense. He's done a really good job at that Mike linebacker spot and getting everybody ready. And, you know, he asked, like, this week, like, some of the best questions just we got this. And the film study, you know, has been pretty in-depth by our guys this week about where they need to be, what they need to do. But one of my biggest things in film when we came in on Sunday was we have to get lined up right. We get lined up right, and we don't give up easy yards in spots, we're going to be okay. Because Brookstone got lined up wrong quite a few times, and they took full advantage of it. If we get lined up right and get our space and make plays on defense, we're going to be okay. We just got to make some turnovers. We got to make some big plays on offense, and at the end, you know, as the game battles on, we got to be able to block and tackle really well. That's the thing that starts to slip when you get tired. It's the blocking and tackling. We got to shoot our hands. We got to wrap up. And we got to get these guys to the ground. So I'm excited. They're excited, and I hope everybody gets out here and supports these guys. They're working really hard to go out here and represent this school and this community, and they've done a really good job.
Considering the weather from last Friday night, I expect to have a standing room only attendance tomorrow night here under the Oaks as your Frederica Academy Knights play host to the Valwood Valiants. Kickoff time is 9:30 tomorrow night, Thursday night. So I guess when you're listening to this, it's tonight. because this show comes out, gets posted on Thursday morning. Yeah. Thursday night, 7:30, Under the Oaks, Frederica versus Valwood. Frederica faithful need to be here in force. Thank you for joining us for the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak signing off after the final two words from the coach.
Go Knights.